This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars. Oh, Race Wars is back in a race. Race Wars. Race Wars. Race Wars. Read them, boys. Race Wars. I'm here holding it down, of course. You know, Sherrod, this is what I do. I mean, I comes through, I hose it down. No matter what race, you know what I mean? Kurt's still dancing for Jews. Dance for Jews in L.A., Kurt. And we got a full house in here today, just like last week. It's going to be fun today. Olga, go ahead, set it off. Introduce yourself to the people.
Oh, okay. My name's Olga Nehmer, and I don't know, I'm a comedian, I guess.
Maybe. Put some bass in your voice, you punk faggot.
I'm shy. Should I say what? I don't know.
You're a comic, you're from New York.
I'm a comic, and I'm from New York.
You're Jewish.
And I'm an unorthodox Jewish lady.
She's doing bits already.
No, that's not a bit. That's just me.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. You've been on Race Wars before?
Never.
I thought you'd been on for some reason.
No.
All right. Well, good to have you here.
I know. What the hell, Sherrod?
I mean, it's a lot of people coming through.
You just use me.
Yeah, that's me, all right. That's me. Introduce yourself to the people.
Michael Anthony Scott.
Now, Mike, where you from? You're a comic? What you doing? Tell people what you do.
Stand-up comedian out here from Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah, not Compton, none of that. You know, straight up Hollywood.
Well, you was born and raised in Hollywood?
Nah, Buffalo.
Okay, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, but Hollywood still sound better than Buffalo.
No, you got to go straight Buffalo. Fuck a Hollywood.
Man, you trying to make me take them four Super Bowl losses?
Yeah, nobody from... Yes, four Super Bowl losses, yes. You got to... But you got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's like you a supreme loser,
though. But nobody's from Hollywood.
Yeah, I will say it's a few homeless motherfuckers that's like actually from.
Yeah, but you don't meet them. You don't meet them in New York.
You
don't. No.
They don't get out of Hollywood.
You
they
need
still
a home
is.
To leave your home.
Expose me 40 seconds in. All right.
Yeah, well, welcome, welcome to the show, man. White daughter.
White daughter, hey, representing white.
What's going on with you? What's going on with you?
I don't know, just having a great fucking day.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
We got Dick Cox in the house. Dick's over here making us some Moscow mules. He's back in the building. That's always a good time. Look at those copper cups.
Dick Cox is the best that only we can enjoy.
You're the best. Marines, baby. Hoorah!
I don't.
He protected your goddamn freedoms. All of y'all.
Thank you. Cheersies.
He's Marine.
Cheersies, I said.
What's in this?
This is a Moscow.
I don't know.
Or it's about to be. It's about to be.
Yes.
It's not muled. Mine's not muled up. Mine's just ice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wait, what's in a mule?
Mule me, baby.
Well, you tell him what's in a mule. Let's break it down. Get on the mic real fast and tell him.
It's also a cooking show.
That's right.
It's a mixture of Gosling's ginger beer, a slice of lime, and the vodka, and the copper cup is essential.
You got him on a mic? That was good? All right. Well, and the copper cup is essential. Tell him why.
It's so good. I taste that copper,
because
baby.
It tightens the taste of the ice and gets more bite than glass to the mouth.
Yeah, hold the mic close to your mouth.
Yeah.
It's not a dick. A dick. A dick dick, because his name's Dick. Well, welcome back, man. Good to
Thanks,
see
sir.
You. You came through last night. I did my hour down at the cellar last night. It was great. We had a great show.
Yeah, baby.
My white daughter wasn't there.
I missed it. Sorry about that.
It's hard raising these white kids these days, Lord. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. But speaking of raising kids and stuff, let's talk about some Bill Cosby.
Oh,
did he get set up? Come on, hit me, Mike. What's going on? Did he set up the brother? How come Harvey Weinstein ain't in jail yet? But the brother go to jail right away?
I ain't trying to get blacklisted, so.
It's African American listed. Show some respect. It's Race Wars.
I mean.
What do you think, though? Was it sad? Did you get sad when you saw him get led away to prison, all blind and shuffling?
Yeah, I did, because he old as hell. And let's just be honest. We've all saw our grandparents and older parents do some shit that's unruly, but we wouldn't want to see them get locked up. But, I mean, someone paraphrased this on Facebook, and it kind of, like, converted me the other way. It was like, what if he did that shit to, like, your daughter or something like that? And
yeah,
it's like,
I
probably would fuck him up even at this age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't care that he's 88 or 98?
Nah.
And he just, the one that he going to jail for was, what, 2005?
Yeah, he deserved to go to jail for that.
It's like money. You in your 80s still drugging bitches?
The other day.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, they were arguing that. It was the matter of whether he was going to be classified as a sexually violent predator, right? And so his defense was like, no, he's so old. Where would he meet these people? And then the prosecutors were like, he probably already met people. He's like, this is 2005.
Yeah, it was so recent.
He just fingered somebody. He's sexually dangerous.
I mean, listen. It's shocking to me that fucking, I don't know, Bill Cosby's in jail, but DMX is running around.
Barking at people.
Did you ever, barking at strangers in the street for no reason? Did you ever imagine that you would live in a world where Bill Cosby's in jail, but DMX is on the bus?
Yeah.
Is he really blind, Bill Cosby?
Well, I think he's legally blind, at least in one eye.
So he can't even see where he is. What's the difference?
No. I don't see well enough
into people's vaginas. He's not fucking blind.
He must have not got a good look at that last accuser in 2005.
Maybe
too,
she was hot in 2005. That's not fair.
That was a while ago. I mean, nobody should be a victim, but she did have a little Howard Stern in her face.
Stop.
A little Stern in the face.
Drink your mule. Janice
Dickerson looked like Caitlyn Jenner.
Janice is so hood. What a hood rat she is. That's why I respect her. She was in the courtroom and almost got thrown out.
Really?
Because she was in there laughing.
She's the best.
Who's more hood than she is?
Well, she said he fucked her in the ass. That's what she said.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sly Stallone did an interview where he said he fucked her in every yoga position.
Okay, but
he
you
had
can
permission
yeah, but
it's, to
this
do
is
it.
A this is a what this is a what was she wearing
you can't
question.
Go up against
this
Cobra.
Is a what was she wearing because a girl can fuck one guy and then be assaulted by another guy.
Right.
I do all kind. Well, I'm down for who I'm down for, but that's very selective.
Right. I believe Janice too when she said he came out the room when she came to he was wearing his multicolored robe that he always said. Yes, he always has that robe on
hurt.
In like old pictures.
Yeah,
it's like a multicolored fucking
his
technicolor
dream coat. Yeah.
I was about to say
his Rape-N-Color dream coat. We might have a title, Max. Put that down. Rape-N-Color dream coat. I mean,
I believe her.
Here's the good news. Camille's single right now, so I'm gonna go ahead and take her to dinner this week. Camille Cosby,
Dana's appealing. Wife. Camille's filing appeals.
No, I always wanted to date a woman who had the same haircut as Willie Randolph. Trust me, it's funny, guys. It's a baseball
player. I
don't
know who that is. All right.
She got that Rod Carew haircut, and I like it. I like a Carew on a girl. I like a nice Carew on a young lady.
Most ride or die bitch who ever lived, Camille.
But let's be honest, ain't that what you're supposed to do for your husband?
Yes, that's what a good woman does. Yeah,
you
I
worth
agree.
A $1 billion.
I mean, she still works. She could have the money even if she say, beat it.
Yeah,
she
could
no
peace
good
out
bastard.
Right now. Yeah,
she's never going to be broke. So just for her representing for her man. Oh, what do you think?
I feel like I didn't do the homework.
You know Bill Cosby,
right?
You know
what happened.
You know he was set up. We knew all that. No.
Oh, he was set up.
No.
Oh,
you have to watch the news.
No, I can't. I get scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Who thought we would live in a world where OJ is like, yes, I'm going to the supermarket.
He's going for a nice jog, OJ, as we speak. Is he in jail?
No. OJ is
not. He got out from stealing or whatever?
What do you think's worse, if you just kill one person or if you rape 100 girls?
First of all, it's both bad, but killing someone is always a worse thing, ain't
it? You think so?
Because there ain't no coming back from it.
But this is the fucking thing with rape, though, right? This is why rape victims are so... That's why nobody wants to talk about it, because, and not your fault, but a question like that, right? The assumption that we all have is it's maybe a little worse to be raped. Nobody really thinks that they'd rather lose their life, but there is something about that
you're
stigma
killing,
walking
you're
around.
Killing the girls,
but it's not. Yeah, but
the girl's
but it's
not dead.
Wait
but you're
a
not,
minute.
But you're,
I know
but
a lot
here's
of victims
thing,
who are right now, even like comics who's been on this show who been through brutal shit, rape. But it's like their life didn't stop with that. Their life still.
People are resilient.
They still made a great life after that, and still fucking help others in the process.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
I think Jeffrey Dahmer victims would love to have a say so in this right now, but they can't. Like they've all been digested.
Yeah.
Like so.
He done shit it all
their
out. They all shit it out.
He drank their brains like a pina colada. It ain't going nowhere.
So who's next? Who do you think is going? Because somebody's got to go next.
Who's next?
A white foot got to drop in prison. Are black people going to be like this? We're going to free Bill Cosby.
A white foot. See, I don't know. Weinstein. I feel like it's going to be...
Weinstein.
Yeah, but by industry, it's going to be like the rest of music. It's going to be like a bunch of more sports. Like, there's still so many industries that haven't fallen. And then there's going to be the ones that nobody gives a shit. It's like doctors. And then it's going to be like, what happens to lawyers in the dark? Like,
yeah.
It's going to just... Every industry is going to fall until there's no competent people left working.
Start going after crossing guards and all kinds of shit.
Everybody.
Man.
Is everybody out there touching stuff?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who was Anthony Bourdain's chick?
Asia Argento. Yeah, oh, yeah, they came after her.
But didn't she have sex with that... How old
she
was
raped,
the boy?
She raped a,
she raped a boy?
She
a 16-year-old.
At minimum statutory rape.
I have been in all.
It's Perry, Katy Perry's new song, I Raped a Boy.
I Raped a Boy. I liked it.
He liked it.
Boy, did he like it.
So she, at the very least, Asia Argento.
Yeah.
At the very least, she statutory raped somebody, right? Because even if it was consensual, it's like legally not consensual.
But now, can we just talk like adults for a second?
I got statutory. That's rape.
You got statutory, but you were married.
This young dude.
Yeah, but I didn't not go.
Okay, go ahead. What? No.
Jax,
there you go.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, Jax, you were married mad in. Young, right? Like, you were a teenager.
We're talking Bill Cosby and how he was set up. Get this your mic.
Yes.
Introduce yourself to the people.
I am Jax Deloso. Yes. I am a big titty comedian.
There we go. That's how you introduce yourself.
I like that.
That's how you introduce yourself.
Hey, Bill.
You want to do it over now? You mentioned your dick or nothing, nigga.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I like that. Like,
all we heard was blah, 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 Buffalo.
My name is Michael Anthony Scott, 11 inches.
There we go. Now that's the intro.
There he is.
You got Jackson.
I'm sitting in the presence of greatness?
Now, what are you supposed to say about Asia? What are you saying?
No, that she got, so she Me Too'd somebody, right? But then also someone came after him.
Oh, that's
and
what it was, right?
Not only did she countersue him or whatever and was like, no, he jumped on me and I shouldn't have done it, but blah, 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 and he's extorting me. But then somebody came out after him. It was like an ex-girlfriend of his, the kid, Jimmy
Lord
Bennett.
Have mercy. And said what?
And said that he had assaulted her or stalked her or whatever, and she had to have restraining or something like that. So everybody is like a human centipede of Me Too's.
Yes, it's fucking crazy. I think Asia, both, they paid that dude
Excuse me while I come.
They've paid him $500,000.
No, it was like $300,000.
As a keep quiet, and he still spilled the beans.
Who is this?
That's hush money.
The dude who Anthony Bourdain's fiance.
Oh, that fucking bitch! I blame her for everything. I'm sorry, but I love him so much. I want to jump her.
Because why?
You think she
maybe she got taken advantage.
You blame
of.
Her?
No,
for
I don't know. Death. I don't know. I just feel like she's evil. I smell the evil on her.
Wow, women, there's no sisterhood.
No, honestly, I'm all for women. It's her specifically as a human.
But why?
Because she's a cunt.
She comes off a little snarky.
She's a cunt.
You don't fucking know.
Yes, she is.
You don't know.
Yes.
No, you don't. Women love to hate each other.
Go, go, go.
No, I don't. I don't hate women. I love women. I support women. It's Asia Argento.
Yes.
That bitch.
But you're going on what? A feeling? You feel like she's a cunt?
Yes.
No, she fucked that little boy. I'm going on the same thing.
Wait, she fucked a boy?
She did fuck a boy.
See, but this is what I'm saying. I get the vibe. I got the vibe.
Wait a minute. She didn't even know about the boy part. You gotta give her credit.
I didn't even know she fucked a boy.
This boy fucking is the best thing that ever happened to your argument.
Apparently, she did a movie with a 17-year-old. She did a movie with a 17. What was he, 17 at the time?
17, yeah.
And this was in.
No. So they had done a movie when he was a child, and she'd played his mom. They'd stayed in touch. We love each other.
That's weird.
They hung out again.
But gets my dick hot.
Instagrammed it. She was like, he's coming to hang out. And then now, years later, the story is, I came to hang out, and then I came.
Moscow.
She plotted on him since 10, man.
That's
creepy.
Creepy
and predatory.
That's kind of like Woody Allen-ish.
But she gives me that predatory vibe, and that's the vibe I didn't like. Like the way she'd manipulate Anthony Bourdain and like emotionally abuse him, because there was a lot of of stories from like people who were really close to him about how she mentally it wasn't just cheating; she was mentally terrorizing him.
Wow.
This is what I've seen. So I don't know the real story. I wasn't there, but
I like it.
I do know Anthony Bourdain was. I hate to say it, like he had nothing bad about him out. He was an activist. He helped people. He helped me.
How did he help you?
I was a chef for 4 years. Right. I changed my whole life.
I interviewed him a year before he died.
Oh, lucky.
Great dude. Nice as fuck.
So lucky. Yeah, he changed my life. He made me go back to, not made me, but his story made me go back to culinary school.
Right.
I've met him 2 times. Like, he was, I don't know,
He was a nice, sincere
dude.
I thought he was gay.
You thought he was gay?
No. I always thought he was gay. I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
I think all white dudes are gay. So
maybe that's
I think
the
all white
too.
Dudes got a little spill of gay on them. For the right roll of money, nigga, eh?
Oh, my drink came with a spoon?
Came with a spoon.
Mm. Not poison.
But you know what? I feel Jax on that Asia's a bad person thing.
I don't. You can't.
I feel it on that.
How do you know?
I don't like
and
to
Jack
judge
shit
people
about
if I don't
people.
Know them.
Yeah. I ain't
you
don't the wrong know. Place.
How many
like
times have you seen shit being said about your friends and people yeah. that you know yeah. publicly, and people go, and I know that they are terrible, and you go, this is bullshit. Nobody knows anything. Yeah, you've seen
true.
It firsthand.
Yeah,
so
true.
Wait a minute.
We
I will,
all have.
I would like to know, what do you think about the three accusers? That's it was a Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh.
The three. Sorry about my hood.
That's
like,
fine. Yeah, like, we still got there.
A couple missing letters in there. Like, yeah, Kavanaugh? Yeah, is Kavanaugh?
We took local streets, but we still got there.
Yeah. Yo, the hood niggas just let you go with it. You be calling me Cabal the rest of the night. Well, what do you think about the accusers? Because that was like 30 years ago. Like,
sure, it was yeah. more than 30
in
years
high school,
ago.
Was it? No, not. Was it high
it
school?
Was, it was
like 15.
School, yeah,
prep
high school. Yeah.
And
yeah.
let's be honest, boys do some freaky shit in
boys
prep
do freaky
school.
Shit. I think that
they put stuff in each other's butts.
All the butts.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who put what in whose butt?
I don't know any
prep school boys. Go ahead, finish.
Put Heineken up his butt in prep school.
But apparently he grabbed onto somebody.
So those three accusers, the first one that's been going on for a while.
Right,
was like he jumped on her at a party and was like kind of pulling her clothes and put his hand over her mouth. She couldn't breathe. She thought she was going to die. She was massively traumatized from
Ain't
this.
That the Running Man? That's not like a dance. That's not the Running Man. That's not how you do the Running
well,
Man.
Running
ain't that a scene
Man
in Porky's?
Them.
Y'all remember Porky's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a scene in Porky's, ain't it?
What? Well, nope. I've never seen anything.
I've never seen anything. Then who's the other two accusers?
So
where
then
they come
there's
from?
Another one. I'm not clear on the second one, but the third one says he's being accused now of organizing gang rapes.
Train.
Drugging. And gang raping, where you're running trains on women.
They said he saw him in the line. They said they saw him in the line waiting. I want to know what was his stance in the line waiting.
Was he shooting the movie Accused? Remember the Accused?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bang that pussy to his sword. Jodie Foster. Oscar? Nobody.
Damn.
Okay.
Wow. You're old, Sherrod. I don't know if you got
the
memo.
Thing. But here's the thing. You should know about the Civil War. It happened hundreds of years ago. But
I
you
do,
should know
that's just
no
important.
Matter what your age is. Knowledge has nothing to do with age. It
True.
Has to do with knowledge.
I don't have any. What is Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Zero Jodie Foster
and
knowledge.
And she won an Oscar for that. I think she won an Oscar for that role.
For that one?
And all she right, got gang raped at a fucking pool hall.
That's why. Mm.
And then the guy who raped her, one of the guys, he was on the fucking Supreme Court after that.
Wow, that's yeah, such it. A prophetic movie.
Do you think Kavanaugh's going to get approved? Did they have one of the girls, one of the women testify Friday? Or tomorrow?
She's going to testify. She hasn't testified yet. It's been delayed for whatever. I think that she probably, she thought she wanted to do I think she has a genuine trauma. Sent this letter or whatever. You know, like Nancy Pelosi sat on that letter, still hasn't released it, sat on it for like a couple months.
Pelosi, so she sat on it like an egg? She thought
like
that letter
egg.
Would hatch? What a bird.
This whole thing is so... I think this probably got out of this chick's control so fucking
so fast.
It
snowballs.
And she did not know that what the machine was going to do to her.
I
think
that
feel she's
you on
that. I think we're being played. I think we're being played because none of these allegations are provable at this point. Not to say they didn't happen, but they're not provable. And now they're throwing a huge wrench in politics and it's become this whole issue, right?
Right.
Over things that happened 40 years ago that can't be proved.
Yeah.
And it's being like hammered into us because we're being played. But who's really being played is
these
women.
Yeah. You think they're being a tool for the left?
I think that they're a tool. I think it's a tool for the left 100%. Yeah. Wow. I think that the left is starting to
Mike, what do you think?
Is playing dirty.
I think he gonna get confirmed if you let white women vote for it.
What do you mean?
But it's
Roy Moore. They threw all them white women went out 66%.
With Roy Moore?
Yeah, from Alabama. Jeez, they went out 66%. I mean, the man Trump, he said, I grab him by the pussy. Yeah. They got him 54%. Yeah. So do you let them vote? You know, for his confirmation, he gonna be like.
So what's the hypocrisy in this? Is it a hypocrisy in these wild white women or women vote? Oh,
they don't care about other women.
I ain't trying to get whitelisted.
Who? Like, no.
Break it down.
Who doesn't care about other women?
White
like,
women.
White women, like
okay,
in America,
break it down.
They don't. Facts. They don't care about other women. They just care about themselves. They care more about their men than they care about other women. That
women,
means, women
don't care about.
But women
like
don't
that.
Care about other
that,
women.
That's not
that's
true.
Not a white all women, women don't care about other women because I care. I do charity shit to help women.
That's
yeah.
fine.
I go
down
so
on
do
one.
Some white women.
There are, so do there, some white women.
I'm not saying some white women. I'm saying the majority of white women. Numbers don't lie. 53%.
Who's the majority of what race of women that do do charity work.
Okay, 53% of white women voted. It's not about charity work. It's about support.
It's for being for women in
so
some way.
So 53%. I'm explaining how. With,
I like this.
With facts and numbers. 53% of white women in America voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Which means the majority, which is over 50%. Yeah. Over 50% of white women had support for a man that said he sexually assaulted women before he was elected president.
But you got to keep in mind that the other choice was Hillary.
That's true, but who did she sexually assault?
Bill.
Yeah. I think
and
the problem
enough.
Was that she didn't because...
And not yo. Enough.
She fucked Obama over, though, man.
I think Bill that- stays getting his balls polished.
Nice. I like how you take a sip of your drink after you say that.
My mouth
like
tasted
a
dirty.
Lady. Bill keep getting his balls polished.
Yeah.
T.
Maybe it's lack of education, and that's why they vote for Trump, because they listen to their husbands.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. They support their men.
So hold on. You saying white women ain't independent from their man?
Nope. Yeah.
I mean, I know.
They can't think for themselves?
Nope. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. It's a real you think they psychological condition.
So you think they got, like, kidnapped? And now they are in love with their kidnapper.
Pretty much. Well, they're conditioned.
No, they're happy. It's an is that a little, naivety is bliss.
Doesn't that take away responsibility? Either they're responsible or they're not, right? Either they're responsible for their actions or they're Stockholm syndrome. So, you know, it's
that's
people.
True.
No, so they're, so then they're not responsible. Well, what's the gray area?
The gray area is that they have free will.
Okay.
They are human beings. I Fair. Have a mental illness. So that's to say I am not accountable for any of my actions.
Right.
I went to jail. I stole during a bipolar manic episode.
What'd you say?
I thought you...
From Bloomingdale's.
In Manhattan?
No, in Roosevelt Field Mall.
You should have got away with that, bitch. You slept.
I didn't get away with it. I went to jail.
You don't know how to boost?
Yo, but I committed a crime during a mental breakdown.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I went to jail. I served my time. I got convicted.
Did you even remember the thing that happened in the store? Do you remember all of it or not?
Of course I remember it. Okay. It was horrible. It was it was embarrassing. It was it was terrible. It was fucking horrible. But it was during basically a mental breakdown, a manic episode. Mm-hmm. I'm still accountable for that. Do you understand? I served time. I went to jail. So, yes, I did the crime.
You saw Cosby in there?
I knew. He was in there. You know, he was in the dressing room. He was doing something weird.
a quaalude
rolled out.
That's a nice prison got a dressing room.
you meant in prison. I thought you meant in Bloomingdale's. No, my prison.
What was it that you stole? Like
something foolish.
Okay, I can't really talk about it because...
It's still in the system?
Just say hypothetical. What have you stole?
Hypothetically, I opened up a fraudulent credit card account.
Oh, you went in.
Ooh.
Okay. I thought you were saying anything like this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Put it under your shirt.
No.
But you in there like this.
I
am Keisha Johnson.
I was like, I'm a bad bitch.
You went straight felon.
Oh, you went in.
I walked in that door.
Push in the rush car.
No, you went felon with it.
Straight, I was facing 5 felony charges.
Wow,
what?
Girl. And you went to jail like for not just like overnight to be processed or whatever.
No,
like, you
I
went to jail.
I went to Nassau County Jail. I was there for days. I was there for a week.
Wow.
And then I was bailed out. It was like $5,000 bail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was bailed out.
Who bailed you out? Your mama?
No. My mom didn't respond. My grandfather didn't respond. No one responded. No one in my family picked up any of my calls.
Wow.
What ended up happening was the dude who I knew. I can't, because this is the thing. I can't really.
Right.
It's going
right.
to give some. Yeah.
Right.
So someone I knew bailed me out.
Okay.
And, well, here's the thing.
Was those girls trying to go at you in there? And that's all?
Yeah, was it scary?
No. It wasn't scary. It was depressing. Mm. It was depressing because no one came for me.
Mm-hmm. What'd you eat?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I ate nothing. This is what they feed you. So they feed
you. Oh, you ain't going to tell me, but go ahead. Tell me.
They feed you processed chicken patties. They feed you. It's okay, school food. Like Elio's pizza shit. It's
like
literally
state food.
The same. Mm. Yeah. Same Cisco garbage canned corn, fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
And I gave my shit away. I didn't eat for like a week.
Oh, so they liked you because you gave them food.
I mean... They didn't like me, but they didn't hurt me.
They didn't hurt you.
I stockpiled cornflakes. So, like, for breakfast, you got cornflakes in a box, and I just kept them, and I would eat little...
Were you in there long enough to have to make makeup out of other stuff?
I didn't care about makeup. out of my shit.
We melt down crayons. We take crayons, we melt them down.
Oh, my God.
It's all outside the lines of your lamp.
They gave you 5 felonies?
I don't know. I wasn't convicted of five felonies. I was convicted. I had a really great lawyer. And I
yeah, Jew lawyer.
Did you have a tan at that time? They tried to hit Jew you with lawyer. Nigga numbers.
Honestly, I've personally never gotten, and I've been arrested like four times. Most of it,
Jesus,
was,
Jax.
Yo, but most of it was for nothing, like literally nothing. Like
that's the blackest thing I've ever heard you say.
I know.
No, I was set up. Shut up, nigga.
The jail is full of innocent motherfuckers.
It really is, but it really is. It's so sad.
Four?
Yeah, most of them were
stealing stuff.
One of them was for driving with a suspended license.
Ah,
after,
that's a push.
After I got hit by a drunk driver in a car accident, bad. My car got totaled, and this fucking bitch cop, she fucking grabbed me out of the tow truck.
You do like women.
Yo. No, this bitch, hey, great, she made me piss myself on purpose. This bitch.
I'm starting to like her. Still got those pants?
I might.
Just for research.
I have the sneakers. It dripped into the sneakers.
Oh, I need the sneakers.
Yeah. No, she arrested me, and like she wouldn't even let me go to the hospital, and I had a concussion. I had to literally scream for someone to bring me to a hospital.
You had a headache and all that, and
I was concussed.
They cuffed you?
I was concussed. Cuffed?
They Why? Cuffed you.
I was cuffed to a hospital bed for driving with a suspended license. You know why I was suspended? $280 fine that I forgot to pay. They had me in a hospital chained to a fucking bed.
Were you speeding?
Five cops watching me. Was I speeding? No, I was stopped at a stoplight and a drunk driver hit me from behind.
No, where was it $280 fine? What was
it?
It
was from when I got arrested. What was from when I got arrested? Oh,
I'm still embarrassed, man. I thought I was a thug on this joint, man. Like, goddamn, man.
You ain't been doing shit, man.
Can I talk about some of the bad shit that I done? Like, goddamn, man.
You go outside and stab somebody right now.
I'm about to lead this episode.
I didn't do nothing.
I took my thug spot, man.
Okay, the manic episode thing, you said. You did that because you were being manic.
I was manic.
Okay. Now, what of those convictions were you blame yourself?
I had no other convictions. Okay. The other times were wrongful arrests.
Okay.
They were
was this
arrests.
In Brooklyn? Where was this? In Coney Island?
One was in Brooklyn and Bay Ridge. The other one
you
was
Italian
in Rochdale,
cunt.
Queens.
You get locked up in all the dirty Italian places.
Rochdale?
They gave me a meatball sub when I got out. You dirty wop.
That's me, Sherrod.
Oh shit! This is fascinating.
I love this show.
I didn't know you got locked up that much.
I do. It's like my thing.
It sounds like it.
I love it in there. It's great.
It's all your friends. Anybody, in there?
It's the only way I ever lose weight. It's jail diet.
Anybody ever try to fuck you with a broomstick in there?
No, dude. What the fuck?
I mean, I heard that in rumors.
Sick fantasy.
No, I heard that rumors. Like you know, the biggest stud bitches up in there be carrying.
She's been locked up so much. She called getting locked up, getting casted. I got casted for a role. Three to five.
I have been locked up more than I've been cast.
That is crazy.
So now, if you went in there, it'd be like, it's nothing. Like, you'd be talking to, like, the younger cats and all there. Like,
what?
Oh, they gonna
no,
process you in, like, three,
OG.
4 days. Like,
he's an OG giving tattoos now. And it's American me. She and his shanking niggas.
Oh, my God. Please, no.
Now you are, but you qualify now to be on the Orange is the New Black.
I'd love to be on
Get
that
those
show.
Goddamn titties on Netflix, man.
Oh, man.
You're selfish, nigga.
Yo, I've been watching that shit.
You didn't watch what?
I've been watching that shit.
You've been watching it?
Yeah.
Emily's on it. Emily's doing great, too. Emily Tarver, mm-hmm. friend of the show.
Tarv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good peoples. Don't she play like a CEO? Like
I think so, yeah.
Directions over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Who else been locked up at this table? Karen?
I've been arrested. I've never arrested. Been locked up.
See, my daughter, I know what she's
I've
been
never
through.
Been locked up. No, I did a Dave Community Service. It was honestly
what you tell
a good,
what it's for.
Such a good experience. Yeah, I stole mm-hmm. also. I stole a bronzer from
White
Top
girls love
Shop.
Stealing.
Wait, what'd you steal?
A bronzer from Top Shop.
Oh, you stole a bronzer? Over a bronzer?
Oh my
Stay
god.
Stay white,
it
bitch.
It was an ordeal. It was humiliating.
Bronzer, yeah.
Humiliating. And I gotta say that being white was never so important to me.
You had white privilege. Yeah.
I had white privilege. Well, they were so fucking nice to me.
Really?
Yes.
They treated her like she
it
was
men.
Set up.
First of all, it was the men cops, not girl cops.
Wow.
So they busted me and they stopped me at the door. And
you think that made a difference though, to men cops?
Yeah, it made a difference because they were being sweet and flirty. Like they were being cute with me. And yeah, they had to get me out of the back or whatever, and it was like one set of cotton. I was freaking the fuck out, like as though I had not done it, as though something were being done to me and I had done something wrong. Like, no,
the white women will make themselves a victim.
Oh, I was the victim of my stealing. I sat in the corner shivering and crying, freaking the fuck. They were, even the people who work at the store were like, calm down, you know, people do this every day.
Right. Just about to go to jail, bitch, like everybody else.
They're like, relax, you'll be fine, you're white, remember? So they had a pair of cops come, and then it was a mistake, it wasn't their jurisdiction or whatever, and they're like, we're gonna wait. And they came in, and I was like, whoa, and they go, miss, relax.
Well, can I hear the cry that you did? Like,
I did it.
You said it was fake, so can, like, I hear like the cry that
I
you did?
I don't know, I would have to be really traumatized. I was fucking upset. I don't know what to tell you. Like, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, no, I was like,
Wait, when you sort of
like that in bookings, I bet you shut up real quick in bookings.
I did. Well, here's
she knows.
Yo, because you'll get your ass beat if you're crying in bookings.
But that's not that. It wasn't like that for me. It wasn't like that because they had another pair of cops come, and these cops were even nicer. They came. I don't know. Maybe one of them has a daughter that looks like me. Something. It was like so nice. Yeah. Escort me out, right? These gentlemen.
Meanwhile, they dragging some black bitch in the back.
Yeah.
Get down, bitch. Get out. Resisting. They giving Karen fucking finger foods. So this is prison?
They ordered you a pizza.
They spoon fed me Moscow mules. It's just crazy. It was an amazing experience. I was lit. So we go to the precinct, and it's like quiet or whatever. It was like, I don't remember, it was the middle of the week. And then the guy, he goes, you don't have a job or a phone number. Okay, it's just going to make this go faster. I'm like, all right. So he takes out my information. He goes, you want to see your mugshot? Like, he's being cute.
Really?
And I was like, yeah. And
they treated her like a princess.
So
right.
He goes, I can put you in the cell. They have that little holding cell. He goes, I can put you in the cell, uncuffed, or you can be on the bench, but I have to cuff you to the bench. Ooh. And I was like, of course, bench. I don't want to be in a cage like an animal.
But people came
in and out of the cell like a bunch of times. They'd be like, what did you do? And I go, I can't talk about it. It's a pending legal matter. Like, got all my Jew out.
Oh my God. Yo, you're so lucky you didn't get slapped.
You spill it out.
Yo, later, you go fuck her with the broomstick.
So respectfully, he was like, did a cute, you know, like in the movies or on TV or whatever, when like a man is teaching a woman how to play golf and comes up behind her a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like this.
That was
my fingerprinting, right? He's like, so we're just going to do your thumb now. And I'm like, oh,
he stuck that dick all the way in the back. You feel my dick print?
You know what white privilege is? White privilege is you don't have to suck a dick for people to be nice to you. That's literally what that is. I did not have to suck any dicks. Everybody was fucking nice. And then he goes, after it was done, so he was like, we're finishing up the paper. I was in and out in an hour.
People don't perceive me as white.
No, nope, they do not. No, you are not white to them.
I didn't have this experience.
No, you are not white.
You still no bronzer.
Well, I got arrested. To be fair, Italian is not white, but.
God damn. That's just Sicilian. I just saw Quentin Tarantino.
I'm Sicilian.
Yeah, Sicilian's just a bunch of niggas on an island. They might as well call Sicily Rikers Island.
Bad food, Sherrod. Shut up.
I know, it's delicious.
To be fair, Jew is not white. Jew is not white either.
She's only white on the coast.
It's very white forward.
But
yeah,
your look but is not, white yeah. as fucking the driven snow.
That, I'm Israeli.
I thought
Jew I'm really
was European.
White.
Like,
I'm
can be European
also,
too, but
so
Jew
I'm like
is not a,
white. It's another thing. But so they, and then on my way out, he goes, he was like, I'm supposed to cuff you and like get the sergeant's permission for you to leave. But he was like, you're not going to go anywhere. So just put your hands behind your back and don't move till I tell you. I was like, all right. So I go like this. And then he walks me up to the desk, but I forgot that I had to have my hands behind me. I had an itch or something. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe I was just playing with my hair. I don't know. I'm
She's
white.
Like this way? Which way?
He's like,
bitch, I said put your hands behind you.
He was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. And then the sergeant looks at me, rolls his eyes, and he goes, she can leave. And that was it. And that was my story. And I'd missed one call from my boyfriend. Missed one call. I go, oh, hey, I'm sorry. I was shopping. Didn't tell him about it. Hired a lawyer. Went
cousin.
To court.
It was a cousin. Jewish cousin.
My cousin. Mr. Almanzar. Took the day off of work. Went to court. Didn't tell my boyfriend anything that I lived with. Went to court, did my day of community service, also didn't tell. He happened to be on the road that day. I had a whole lie planned, a whole
fucking
lie.
Where was your community service? What'd you have to do?
It was in Harlem, and I had to pick up trash up and down a 12 blocks. It was like 24 blocks.
Did they call you white bitch or something? Did anybody throw
anything
to you?
They were so nice to me. These people were so fucking kind to me. The sanitation workers were so respectful and nice. They're like, you don't have to tell us, but what did you do? Wow. They told them the story. They thought it was cute. Everybody pretty much left me alone. People up and cute. Down the street go.
That's cute.
Like, adorable.
They're telling you in it for what? That's cute.
Yeah. If the girl right behind you was like, I drowned my kids. Yeah, yeah. Nobody yeah. found that cute.
Nobody found it cute.
They floated.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, yeah, get out of here.
No,
back to
so
you.
Fucking nice. And I was, people were like, is it Arbor Day? What is it? Is it Earth Day? What's going on? I was like,
they thought you was out
Earth
there
Day.
On, like, you chose to be out there.
People, yeah, they thought it was Earth Day with your ass?
I was wearing a vest.
They thought she was out there for the ecosystem.
Arbor Day.
I get that Arbor Day white privilege.
They thought she was out there for the ecosystem.
These cute like black families coming up to me, people making baskets into my trash can.
Wow.
And I'm like cheering them on, you know? I'm like, you got this. Yeah, these teenagers, I'm walking past them and they go, yo, how'd you get that job in sanitation? I'm like, you know goddamn well I don't work in sanitation. And he goes, yeah, that's okay. You know I like a bad girl.
Everything was a positive experience for Karen getting locked up.
Crazy. Man stopped me on the street. This old black guy talked to me about the neighborhood for like 10 minutes. Like, aww. Just fucking people were just so nice.
He's like,
me.
I'm going to steal again from town.
Hey. It was, but it also cured so me. Well. It just cured me of stealing. And well, it wasn't a mental health issue, right? Mm-hmm. I was just a spoiled idiot. Yeah. But yeah, it was like a beautiful experience. I appreciate sanitation a lot. They were like, everybody shits on us, but we're just doing our job.
Yeah. It's funny how sanitation, separate from the police, like they still have to deal with people who get locked up by the police.
They deal with, yeah, no.
It's like why? Do, it's like we already putting out trash. Now human trash gonna join us.
Yeah, that's
man, I would just like to say,
what the fuck
thank
did
you.
I do to deserve this?
Thank you for letting me be on the show and hear white women tell these happy jail stories, man.
You're welcome.
Like this should all end if they start putting shit on credit reports. Yeah. Like wouldn't no white girl ever get locked up after that. But right now, it's all for the games.
Take the story back to the hood.
They let us, the supervisor or whatever, let us go an hour early because we'd been well behaved. And I was like, who comes here after they commit a crime and is mean to you? And he was like, everybody.
Sure mad everybody. Can I tell my story?
Yes. Here we go.
You stole gum.
No, I didn't do anything. I don't steal. I do steal gum, though, from Dean and from.
That's stealing.
That's a felony.
You can get arrested.
Dean and DeLuca?
Yeah. No, from what's it called?
Because that's expensive. That's $35 gum.
Dylan's candy store.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, you can taste that. Stuff in Dylan's.
Exactly.
I don't care. You can taste.
Yeah. I taste watermelon Sour Patch. I was like, I never had one before.
I go upstairs and I taste the shakes they got upstairs. I'm like, this could put me another cup.
Oh, really?
No. Oh. Right, what happened?
It's like you could see. No, so I was driving. I was driving with my friend. There was like a check, just a check. I guess a checkpoint. Is that where they check you to see if you're drinking?
Right.
Like before.
Where, New York State? Where
were? Yeah, from the city to Brooklyn by the tunnel. And
wow.
I was like, I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. But the cop's like, have you been drinking? And I'm just like, no, why would you think I'm drinking?
That sounds like something a drunk person would say.
And he's like, I was like, I gotta go. No. And he's like, well, you sound like you're drinking. I'm like, you can't just tell people that they're drinking when they're not drinking. I don't drink. I'm not even 21. But I don't know. I lied. I was 22. And then he's like, you have to take a breathalyzer. And I didn't want to take a breathalyzer.
Oh, you were being difficult.
You were resisting. Yeah, because I felt like I was being accused of something I didn't do. So then I took the breathalyzer. Nothing came up.
So they pulled you over to the side and got you out the car?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was in the car with you?
My friend Nicole.
And was Nicole like this? Shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you doing, bitch?
No,
that's why I don't go with you nowhere.
Shaking. You know what happened? Because my friend got arrested. She got arrested and went to jail for like 2 days. So I was so
Nicole
scared.
Nicole did?
No, a different other friend, girl. A different friend. I was scared. Like, right. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I have alcohol in my breath from yesterday or something. Right. I don't know.
You don't know how it works, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It could pop up from any whatever.
Yeah. So then now I take the breathalyzer and nothing comes up. And then they go, well, you must be on drugs. because you're acting insane.
You should have just showed them 5 minutes of your stand-up. Yo. And it's like,
yo.
Like, no, bitch, I am crazy.
This yo. Is how this all day.
I was like, I'm not, I swear. They made me come in to see if I was on drugs.
And into the precinct?
Yeah, and I wasn't on drugs.
So where was the car? What happened to Nicole?
She drove my car home.
Okay, okay.
She told my parents that I got taken to jail. Which
real snitch.
But I wasn't in jail. They were just like, okay. Like, I ended up becoming friends with the person.
It sounded like a punked episode.
Right? And then they just let me go.
Just a Bieber box.
And they just let you go.
They just let me go, and they said that cop, I got all, like, black and blues here, and they're
from
like,
from the cops?
Yeah, and the guy's like, that cop is known to be very rough and psycho.
Ooh. Mm.
But he's like, it's better not to do anything because he has, like, connections, and he'll do, I don't know.
They're sick.
So he just wasted your whole day?
Oh. It wasn't a day. It was a night.
But so, you were yeah. still thinking about it all night?
Not really.
So he took you down to the precinct.
I was just so worried. There was other people in the car. They're like, what'd you do? I'm like, nothing.
I don't like that kind of shit. I don't like to be treaded on. Don't tread on me, nigga, that's just because so you're going to do some shit. Waste my whole fucking day, you fucking dicks.
That was the only thing that ever happened to me.
I know one time they wasted 17. My time like that. Yeah, I was out shooting cops, and this cop gonna tell me, come with him. Come with you where? For shooting cops?
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, nigga. You ain't my master.
Oh, my God.
I was
you know, she was
different.
Married at 17.
Yeah, tell us about this Jew story.
He got indicted.
Oh, that's you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But no, 17, what's that about? Who was he?
Yeah, one of them Kavanaugh parties.
I met him when I was...
Kavanaugh parties.
I met him at 16.
That's right. He held your mouth.
I want to hear. Can you guys shut the fuck up so I can listen to Olga tell her story?
Sorry, okay. Sicilian.
It's
go.
Okay. So I met him at 16 in Miami.
And everyone, you said, this is the one.
Yes, I did. I don't know. It just felt... I guess it felt so wrong that it was fun.
Right. Why are you bleeding?
How old is he?
Like, you're beaming when you tell this story.
You have such opposite instincts in every situation. Cops like, you can do this. Let me go hard. No.
That's how you know she's real bad shit.
16, I'm ready to fuck.
So were you in Miami living, or you were visiting your Jewish grandparents?
No, it was Passover, so everyone goes there together, you know?
Okay, so it was like a whole group of people went down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my whole like community, and right. He was in it,
right?
In the community, and my best friend actually liked him, so I guess he likes young girls. I don't know. But
wait, your best friend was young? How much older was he than you?
18 years.
Roy Moore.
Nick, what is going on in the tribe?
Bitch.
You were 16?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Do the math.
I did it. I already came. I came. What about came you? Right.
18 years older than you?
Yeah.
34?
So listen to me. But listen to me. Listen to me.
He started having bladder problems.
Listen to me.
Like, fucking with you?
So was this frowned upon?
Well...
Or was this like
no,
this?
No, they didn't. It's normal, but right. My father didn't like him because he wasn't religious. Mm.
That's the part your father didn't
right.
like?
No, right.
But that's what makes it more creepy because Lord the religious dudes marry younger girls and it's like normal. But if you're not religious and you're doing that shit, then you're a pedophile.
No,
so he is. You're a pedophile.
It's a very, like, both ways is a pedophile.
He was like 3 years away from prostate cancer.
Freaky shit.
He was 3 years away from prostate cancer and your father had a problem with his religion.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
His father's like this. I like the way he walks with a cane, but
my father.
I ain't see him at Temple this week.
He's got the cane swagger.
I like how we graduated together, but I don't like.
We can go together for a prostate cancer screening, but
damn.
And you wanted to. Oh, that's why I was so forbidden. It was that forbidden fruit.
Yeah,
and that's what got you. That's what got you on.
I like.
Forbidden
yeah,
fruit. We all like forbidden.
I also hated my parents.
My
so
favorite
much.
Fruit.
Why? Why'd I hate my parents?
Yeah.
Why? They let you fuck this old man. What you gotta do for a kid? For
Joe Jackson.
They didn't let me. We had to sneak.
Y'all had to sneak?
Yeah.
You think your parents didn't know or they knew?
No, they're...
Who? It's a small community. You know, people yap.
Yeah, but we broke up. But he had a brother my age, so his brother used to pick me up.
Oh!
All right. Because I wanted to know, how was y'all sneaking? I'm like, was this old-ass motherfucker, like, sneaking through the window and
he
shit.
He was driving
like,
a school bus. He was driving a school bus.
Time to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's Freddy Krueger part
he
two.
He really did
like
that?
What? Wait, what did he do?
He signed her at a school.
That's hot. Ooh. Yeah, you did. You sneaky slut. Right?
Yeah.
I used to leave like Kumash class and go.
Listen to me. Why is he? Listen to me. Listen to me. He could be in jail for that, or do they not look at it like it's a crime? Because a lot of things could happen
but
in the community.
We didn't have sex till we got married.
It don't matter, but so bitch, that. Do you hear you 16, he 34. Sex, he should be already locked up. Anything, hanging out, signing you out of school? Did your parents say, hey, we're having a school today?
No, I had good grades.
Good grades earn you old dick. What part of this do you not understand?
That might be the title. Okay, so I'm just trying to understand the whole community of it, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, dum-dums, focus.
My nail popped. My acrylic popped off, Sherrod.
Yeah, this is a real thug. Like,
this is a race war.
I saw her pictures before this show and all that. And I was like, ah, that bougie bitch. Like, I fucks with you,
you
guys.
Thought she was bougie.
Yo, because I take some expensive-ass photographs, bruh.
But let's get back to O. Let's focus on O.
I'm sorry, Olga.
Let's focus on this, because this is fascinating me.
Oh.
Now... You were 16.
I did it for you. Yeah.
He was 34. This was in New York State.
Yeah.
Now, New York 17 is legal age.
Yeah. So then I became legal.
But nobody knew about the 16-year-old part?
No, they did.
And who was his little brother your age fucking? Was he fucking like somebody's grandmother?
No, he
did they mix it up?
He was with my best friend.
Ooh.
Not literally. She gave him blowjobs.
So, Jewish girls.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll suck a dick, goddammit. They'll put a dick in their mouth.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Okay, so then you married him. Okay, so you turned 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then you told your parents?
Yeah. Well, they knew. They found out.
They knew. I knew they knew.
My father thought, like, if he doesn't, like, allow the wedding to happen, I'm just going to run away with him, which I would have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you regret any of it? No.
No.
Good.
I had to leave my house. My mother was really insane.
Your mother was insane?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a surprise for you. She's here. Can we bring her in?
She knows.
Whoa, that was funny.
How much of your mother's in you? I think a lot of your funny is probably coming from your mom's.
You think so?
Because whatever frustrates you, nigga, is going to...
She's not funny, though.
Fuck but yeah.
She,
no, earth, she inspires
she gives your earth
your...
salt,
no, I
nutrients.
Think it's more my father, because he annoys... He's the only one that could get under my skin and make me cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he try that when he was dating that old nigga? Because it didn't seem to work.
Yeah, when I was walking
Focus,
down...
you asshole. What y'all doing?
When I was walking down the aisle, my father... was turned to me and he's like, look, you don't have to do this. It doesn't matter that everyone's here.
How old were
Let's just end the wedding.
How old were you?
18.
And then he was like 35 by now.
He's almost 36.
How, like, where is he at now? Like, is he
this
like
is
he had an AARP?
He's married to my camp counselor.
Wait, focus.
I don't know, man. They're adults.
What's adults? No, so now he's married to your camp counselor?
Yeah.
He could be your dad.
This dude is fucking all the awkward things.
Is this like a, I don't know, secret story?
He loves to put his dick in awkward. Man,
like, he's like, I love young girls. I love camp pussy. I love a carnival dick.
Carnival dick?
If it babysat you, I also want
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, kids and cotton candy, I fucks them. Oh,
I like how you did that like a little Jesse Jackson voice and all that.
I seen the mountaintop.
Are you or have you supervised a child?
So she was older, though. She was older. The camp counselor was older.
Oh, yeah.
So he's dating his age now?
I guess, yeah. He's still, yeah.
When did you know, how first of all.
How long did you get divorced?
How was the honeymoon that y'all went to Chuck E. Cheese?
What do you mean? It was...
Yo, he brought her to Disney World. They rode the Dumbo ride together and shit.
He was going to show me the world.
It's a small world, Dad.
Small world comedy.
How long were you guys married?
2 years.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And was it bad from the beginning?
No.
Did he try to be your daddy?
Mm-hmm. No.
He tried to tell you when to go?
I think it's just because he got indicted. That was a problem.
For what?
For what?
And not child fucking. Ain't that crazy?
But not
tax,
child
tax evasion.
He dodged that bullet.
Yeah, that's it. Bribery, conspiracy. Water,
I knew it had something to do with
tax fraud, mail fraud, tax
like, that's
evasion.
My man.
Not for biblical, like.
What do you mean, biblical?
I mean, that's like he lived in the biblical times, like 34, like in biblical times, yeah, you can be like 50 and go around and be like, I'm stronger than you. Yeah. I got you. Like,
But so he got sentenced to prison.
Then he was innocent in the end.
Oh, he got out. He got off.
Yeah.
So, all right. So he's out.
Yeah, the same lawyer as Jack.
No, Jack's had a bad lawyer. Well, Karen had a good
lawyer. He got me off without any. He got me off without any F's, which is good because I had. Yeah. I have a violation and I only served 120 hours community service plus a class plus a fine plus time served.
When I close my eyes, you sound like a black woman, man. Like I like your shit, man. All right.
You sound like the last stop on an F train, nigga. Still, she got Stillwell in her mouth.
Brooklyn,
big shout. So wait a minute. So now he's married to the camp counselor.
Yeah.
He was innocent in all these charges, so he beat it. Not innocent, but he beat it.
He beat it.
Okay. And when y'all got divorced.
I mean, his father got put on probation.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. What is 8 months.
Probation.
For what? Some more money shit?
Nah.
You sound like Jared Kushner and that fucking dirty father.
Well.
It's the Kushners.
I know. Same. They lived across the street from me in New Jersey.
I knew it.
They gave my so when they got indicted, they gave a dog to Jared's family to protect the family because they were like neighbors.
So they gave. I knew all these crooks were in bed together.
In bed.
I felt it. Did you get jealous that he started? That he got married to this camp counselor?
No, not at all. I was happy for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did he marry her?
He married her 3-4 years later.
Okay, now when you got out of that marriage, did you go straight non-Jew dick?
No.
Or you just stayed on Jew dick?
I became a virgin.
But a dick got in there after that. I'm saying, was it another Jew dick? Boo.
No.
Or then another dick?
A Hebrew Israelite fucker.
Another circumcised retard dick.
It was always, no.
Only Jew-isms?
Well, one time, I had a non-Jewish boyfriend for a long time.
You.
Gentile dick.
So bad. Are you ready for this? You're going to die.
A comic?
And I swear I like young people, but he was 30 years older than me.
Oh, my God. Nigga, who you dating? Santa Claus?
He didn't choose you. You chose him.
No. How old are you?
Was it Cosby?
Chose me.
How old are you
90?
Now?
I'm 30.
Oh, so you about ready for the senior citizen. Like.
So he like 60.
Now he just turned 60.
How was the dick?
You ready for him? Like, yo.
Let's get right to it now. How was the damn old dick now? I got to see if I got something to look forward to when I get older with it. I'm going to have all 60
years. Hey, Sherrod, you got to ask her two different ways. With Viagra or without Viagra?
Oh, like, you know it's Viagra up. You know what that motherfucker's
really?
On.
That's a Cialis,
but it was always, like, he always could, you know, perform.
That's not the point. You want to beat it up, nigga. Perform is one thing. You want to take those corners, nigga. You want a performance machine. Yeah. Sometimes you just do it to bully the pussy.
I don't know.
He drinks his name.
I love a sweet Cialis for no reason.
I just realized I am too.
I just want to let you guys know I'm sorry. This is my breakfast and my lunch.
What,
and
the drink?
Dinner. Yeah.
Mine too. Yo. I'm going to eat dinner.
Oh, no. I'm going to eat.
You said it 3-4 times?
I'm going to eat.
You sound like me in an orgy. No, I promise. I'm going to eat. I don't end up eating. I just fucking leave.
What kind of orgies you be at, man?
All of them.
Like,
all right. So yeah, I'm fascinated. So you see yourself getting married again, and we'll be a Jewish fella, and we'll be an older man.
I do see myself getting married again. I think it has to be a Jew because with the one who's not Jewish, my parents.
Stockholm syndrome.
They threatened to disown me.
Oh, they said he can be an old Jew, but goddamn it, he got to be a Jew.
Yeah, they like, do you like us? I was like, no. But
so
no,
they rather like, you do an old man.
They're like, you can't see us anymore if you continue this.
They rather you do an old crusty ass rabbi.
Probably.
Than a hot fucking Blair Underwood.
I think she got Stockholm syndrome. I think she gonna fuck somebody like 17. Huh. Like, I think she can wait for a motherfucker to get out of high school and like.
Who you think? Is gonna fuck.
I'm gonna have sex with someone. No.
Yeah, but you've been through. I get him.
I don't think she's into guys her age, let alone younger. Do you ever date somebody younger than you?
I'm dating someone younger now. It's awkward.
See,
I feel
you.
Like I'm.
Told
you. Hello.
You feel
bullshit.
Creepy?
Told you, nigga.
He's 2 years younger than me.
Is he a comic?
22.
Oh.
Whoa.
Is he a comic?
It's a lot. Yeah,
is he a comic?
I told you.
He's not a comedian.
Oh, thank God.
That's what his audience
just
said.
Just a person.
She don't want nobody to see the body.
No, the hunted becomes the hunter.
She don't want nobody to see the body.
No, I didn't hunt. He hunted me.
Wait, oh, wait, she already getting her ally together.
What are you guys talking about?
Alibi.
What do you mean?
She getting it together.
Well, what do you say to a 22-year-old?
22?
No, tell us 22. What did
they said he's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, I thought he said he's 22.
No, God
forbid. And I was like, what do you even do with one of those?
Yeah, as you adjusting yourself on a chair, as you're just like this, what do you even do
back in the seat.
Yeah, she did fuck the chair.
I saw you, daughter.
Say it slowly.
Your chair's wet, you cunt.
20, I would die. A 22-year-old?
2 years, anyway. Okay.
So 2 years, that's the youngest guy you ever dated?
Like, younger, yeah, younger 2 years than
you.
Younger.
What about you, Jax? I know you had some 18.
Dated?
Yeah, a fuck, whatever.
I dated a 23, almost 24-year-old.
How much older were you than him?
2 years.
Okay, that's the biggest gap you ever had?
Yeah, but I accidentally fucked a 19-year-old once when I was 25.
You accidentally?
He lied! First of all, he was a bartender, which, number one, you're not supposed to be a fucking bartender if you're under 21
you
years
do,
old.
You do it if you want to get some pussy with older woman.
Come on, don't snitch on him. We've been on some thugs shit this whole
working.
Show. Don't snitch on him.
This is apparently working for him, but go ahead.
I was working an event at a place out in Jersey. I was a ring girl for a charity, ironically, Catholic charity boxing match.
And your titties was out? Titties all akimbo?
Titties out, but yeah. Not too much, because like, there was kids there. You know what I mean? Like, just enough titty, just enough ass.
Just to remind them of milk.
Just
to,
yeah.
I get it.
Right? So I was a ring girl at this match, and there was a bartender there, and he was so cute, right? And he was hitting on me the whole night, and he kept giving me free drinks. So I was like, yo. I was like, want me to suck your dick in the car?
Woo!
He was
that's
like,
my girl.
He was like,
that's my nigga right there.
I'm gonna turn your ass around.
Yeah, this is a weird time for me. This is like my early
This was.
Was this before or after the arrest?
This was her manic phase.
Yeah. I go through these.
I missed the OU. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, so I.
And
I was
he was like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, he said yes.
Yeah.
And then we go to the car, and then he's like, "Do you want to fuck?" And I was like, do you have a condom? And he was like, yeah. And he pulled out like a whole bunch of condoms.
Yeah,
so I was
young
like,
boy. Right there. I
want a nigga like, nah.
Yeah, but he didn't look 19.
Baby, if he pull out 19 condoms. If he pulls out 19 condoms, still connected.
Do you want to know what's crazy? So he's friends with my friend from Jersey, who's younger than me. She's like my little sister, pretty much. And she texted me one day. She's like, my friend says he fucked you once, but he's kind of young. I don't know if that's true. She's like, I think he's lying. And then she shows me a picture of him. I was like, ooh.
He fucked me in my mouth.
That's the bar dinner. I was like, yep, I fucked him. Wow. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. She's like, oh, my God. Yeah,
was he good?
No. Well, he sat there. And I was really good.
He was a pillow princess?
Like,
that's bias.
Yo, bro.
That's bias.
What
if the nigga was here right
car,
now, he'd have a different opinion.
Focus, everyone. What?
You can't do shit in a car.
Yeah,
it was
I can do shit in a car.
That's bullshit.
It was a Lexus IS.
It's restricted. It's mad restricted.
Listen, right? In high school,
that's bullshit.
Everybody focus.
Movement is restricted.
I had a.
Did he put any of the windows down a little bit? And it got.
It was my fucking car, dude.
Listen, I had a Toyota Tercel hatchback in high school.
Tercel. So you were spoiled
with
in high school.
With the fucking pop back. And
do a
I
lot
fucked in there all
the
time.
Because the hatchback is big. It
but
has that
it
extra
hatchback.
Room.
Yeah, it does have a little extra room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a dick rack on top. Mm-hmm. Of what
a young nigga can Lego his way around.
Is that
around
why
that
you
shit,
got
man.
The hatchback?
What? I can't
is
even.
Is that why you got the hatchback for the extra space?
For the extra space. Yeah. That's right. Just to get my thighs. My thighs like to breathe. My thighs like to breathe.
Yo, if you don't keep your balls cool, you go sterile, Sherrod. You get...
So heat my balls up, you say?
No, I said cool the balls.
No, you saying because I don't want to go sterile?
Oh, you don't want little Sherrods running around?
I already got one. I got enough.
No. You need more.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you got to repopulate
daughter.
The earth.
11 years old.
I thought a daughter make you think differently, man. Like, you going wild.
No, I'm the same, dude. That's why she loves her daddy.
Oh, shit. Right.
So who was the oldest you dated, daughter?
I dated Kurt. I mean, 10 years older than me.
Oh, yeah, that's the oldest
it's a decade.
You ever?
Yeah, I mean, he's the only person I've dated.
Who was
until
the youngest?
Recently.
What about the youngest you ever dated?
I've only been in a relationship with two people. One was...
That's right, God was
you
one.
Know. And my daddy was the other.
Was it Jehovah or Yahshua?
Hey, that was impressive. The youngest is someone I'm seeing now who's like 2 years older than
is
me.
Is that the Brit?
Yeah.
That dirty Brit. Oh, he's older than you, though.
By a couple years.
What about you, Mike? What's the youngest? The biggest gap between you?
Are you trying to get me arrested?
No, it could be older. It could be an older woman, you dirty nigga. You thinking about that.
All right, I broke my virginity when I was 16 with a 32-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm not reporting her.
Who was he? I'm
sorry. Predator.
Why do you think broke?
Predator. Did you feel like prey?
No.
Then you feel like she did you a solid?
She did me a solid.
That's how dudes usually
go. I will say she still had one of the top three fattest asses of all the women that I've fucked.
That's why I call bullshit on a kid who, Asia or whatever.
Argento, yeah.
Because it's like, nigga, stop trying to act like you. Come on, let's talk like dudes.
Yeah.
If she banged you and you 17, you go like this. Thank you, lady. Yeah.
Wait, Sarat. Can I talk like a nigga, though? Can I talk like a nigga? If it was somebody like that, I would love to get paid $380,000 to fuck somebody twice my age. If somebody would have tapped my shoulder and been like, hey, man, if you sue this bitch, you can get like six figures. I would have done that shit, man. Like, yeah, but she was like twice my age. And to this day, top three fattest asses.
I think when I'm 17 years old, though, I know enough to say yes or no to a situation.
I'm the same way. It stopped because she was like, I want you to get me pregnant. And I'm like,
oh, the 32-year-old said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So let me hear. You was fucking her raw, wasn't you?
Wow.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was.
When you're a young boy, you're like this. I'm going to get it how I get it.
You never forget the first time you got HPV, Brett.
Wait, no, I ain't get nothing from her.
That was this week. I gotta forget it was Monday.
I'm about to say that shit ain't happened till college.
Wait, yeah.
She ain't passed.
So she was 32. You were 16.
Yes.
She lived in the neighborhood.
No, I stayed upstate in New York. She would fly me down. I mean, I'm gonna just tell you like this.
Fly you down where?
So she's right.
To Atlanta.
Wow.
She stayed in Atlanta. Now hold on. I'm gonna bring it all back around.
You got poached.
The reason why that happened. It's because the dude she was married to, she was married.
This is the flesh trade.
he invented some surgical equipment where he was like worth like $200 million.
Okay. Wow.
And he said, I'm done with broads. I'm just about to fuck niggas. So she was like,
Atlanta.
She was like, I'm done with fucking like, you know, niggas of the ripe age. I'm going to go after the younger niggas.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like,
so how did you meet her if she was, how did you meet?
My brother took me to like this old school party because my brothers are all like a decade older than me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he took me to this.
So you always had your nose in older shit from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm in younger shit. I don't even really want to.
I mean, like but when you were growing up, your brothers always, you tried to tag along with them. And,
yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah,
facts.
Yeah.
So
your brother took you to the spot. It was people his age.
Yeah.
She met you there.
Yep.
And then y'all kicked it off. And then she told you she lived in Atlanta. Or this was in Atlanta.
This was it. No, this is outskirts of Atlanta, and she took me to Atlanta.
Right.
And like, I she took me to her condo, and like, I met Puffy.
Who is this bitch?
Yeah, her name is Sharon, man. I don't think I'll ever. She older now. Like this was like 20 years ago.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know where this broad is at. But yeah,
she's actually here, Mike. Can we bring?
Let me fuck you again.
It always works.
Would you
bang
sex with her?
Yes, he would. I think he just answered it.
Yeah, I would. Just for like the
nostalgia.
I'm a hoarder. Yeah. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I guess you can't get rid of shit.
He's like, yeah, like my nigga be like, yo, we got to do it no matter how she look like.
It's like being in your attic like this. I ain't hear this in a while. Blow the dust off this pussy. Blow the dust off that pussy.
Wow. And I know she probably divorced him by now, so she probably worth a few mil. You know what I mean? And I'd be like,
oh, did
she
have kids? Nice life together.
Did she have kids? Yet?
Not being a man is not. You cannot make enough money to make your wife not fuck a random 16-year-old.
No, but
he's gay,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
He likes bros. He likes dudes. He likes wieners.
Why did you light up when he said Atlanta and then he said bro? Because you know,
did
Atlanta.
They
because
share
Atlanta
you?
Is the gay capital of the world.
Gay capital.
Undercover.
It's so many swingers.
It's not undercover.
The cover is thin than a motherfucker. That's a thin sheet, nigga. I can see exactly what's going on down there.
That's your childhood
gay. Stop trying to act like you're super religious. You're gay. Fucking leader of the choir.
I feel like the most religious people are the gayest people.
They can be. But the Lord gives them a haven to be.
Yo, the Lord.
Because people will swear somebody's not gay.
Just a Mike Pence
church.
I'm gay as fuck.
In a church, they would swear somebody's not gay. They're like this. He just leads the choir.
Right.
Really?
He's just an alto. Fuck out of here.
I don't think he'd be an alto if he's gay. He'd probably like a soprano, but I got
maybe. Maybe. You don't know what that dick is hitting in there.
No, you're right, man. You're right.
Yeah, I know you go. Yeah, we already know that about you, Jax. I see your Instagram.
What?
We already know that you're bi.
Huh? No.
My daughter is.
Oh yeah.
Let's back me up on this.
My just this finger is.
Just. You've been with a girl before, nigga.
Yeah.
I'll try to act all.
How was it?
Up okay, you guys want to hear about it?
All was right. It black or white girl? Who was it?
A Spanish girl.
Hello.
Yeah.
Telemundo.
Neither.
Benaki.
No, it's both. Both.
Right?
Both. They're just a mess.
She was Hispanic, not Spanish. Hispanic. Okay. And I was in L.A.
All right, holla.
All right. L.A. is always good for a nice little, you know, dippity dip.
I never did it before. Like, I always was
how old were you? This was this week, brother.
Yeah. I was going to ask her. Did you just come back from L.A.?
I was going to ask her
what part of the neighborhood was it in? Like,
I saw Instagram, nigga. She just got back from L.A.
Sherrod, is this year, Sherrod? Okay.
I get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Do I know her?
It was this year? No.
Yeah, it was this year.
All right.
So I never hooked up with a girl before, but I was like.
So recently, you are all of a. That really sickens. Go ahead, finish. To now?
Yes, Sherrod.
Don't you know pussy's delicious?
Now I do, Sherrod. Okay, no. Well, I will tell you this. She called me daddy.
Mm. She went down on you first, too, didn't she?
No, I was the aggressor
that's
in the situation.
Nigga. That's why I love you. Come here.
But, bro, okay.
That's my neck. I raise you right.
I was a super
aggressor.
You
get in there, nigga. Like,
so we were hanging out the whole night at the club, right? So we're chilling, and, like, I'm buying her drinks because I was balling at the time.
Because you're
on
daddy.
Some gangsta shit, you know what I mean? But
zaddy.
I was on some real gangsta shit.
Zaddy.
I was super zaddy.
All right.
I would have brought her shopping and everything, like, you know, if she was hotter, but she wasn't. So, no, okay. I'm just kidding. She
was she butchy?
She was cute. No, not at all. She was really cute. She was super, super cute. So anyway, we're at the club, hooked up. I kissed her. And then she's like, I'm really glad you did that. And I'm like, yes, she's a dyke. And then like.
What club though?
I don't remember. It had tall like pillar things in it.
I don't know.
It was in a strip mall.
You like trying to call me gay.
It was in a strip mall.
I can't tell if someone is or not.
I just like that.
I didn't know. But that's the thing about like starting to experiment with girls is that you don't know who's gay and who's not. And like I'm not attracted to everybody. Like people will be like, oh, this lesbian, is she attracted to me? Like if you're skinny, no, I'm not. Like
you
I
like
need
some meat
butt.
On it.
I need butt. I need titties. I need it all. Like I needed the whole.
You sound like all the voices in my head.
I need you to look at
quiet guys. I'm sleeping.
Oh
we
God.
Need butt. We need titties, nigga. You get up. We need butt and titties.
Butt titties.
I need a nap, fellas.
I
need a nappy poo.
Right, So
y'all went to the hotel?
No, there was no hotel. She brought me back to her place, right?
Hello.
Yeah, so I was like, oh.
Hollywood or what?
Yeah, and she had a dog, dude. And the dog was cute.
Terrier?
Oh, yeah, I love dogs. And I was like,
a terrier?
I don't know, bro. It was a mutt. It was a mix. Had okay. a
poppy
little
ears. Definitely ain't no white bra, man.
So what happened? Let's get past the dog.
All right. So
let's get in that room, goddammit.
We're in the room.
Talking about no canine.
Yo, it was weird, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I liked it.
It was
cool.
A little different. What was the first thing you noticed that was different about it?
She didn't have a dick.
Boom. That's a giveaway.
Why did you decide to go for
Let's
it
say
this
she
time.
Did have a dick.
You just I don't know. You were just like, I'm going to go for it this time.
I felt free, kind of.
Had you had crushes on girls? Was this like building that's up to question. Something? Do you know what I mean? Or were you all of a sudden like, you know what? I could kick it with a girl.
No, I always felt real awkward. Like, I always felt really awkward as like a kid and growing up because... Yeah. I would feel nervous around certain girls, and I didn't know why.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, I never, I guess, but I wasn't.
But, like, attractive. You felt, like, maybe attractive
something
thing that made you uncomfortable.
Because okay. I wasn't, like, sexually active until, like, later in my life. I didn't even get my period until I was 16.
I heard so you wasn't
that's
good at
it. Really
I
late. Yeah,
I heard
late,
you wasn't
late,
even
late.
Good at it to really late in life.
Super late. Like, right now.
Like, 2 days from now.
Like, right now.
2 days from now, nobody.
Yeah, so I wasn't
like next week.
next year's your year.
My ears are on.
Yo, this is a pedophile.
Oh my
asshole.
God!
Like, I don't know what you're gonna name to, like.
I don't know, man. Oh I didn't even like guys until I didn't. Like I just didn't have crushes on boys until high school. Like
I get it.
My friends all like boys in middle school. I was playing with dolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whatever. So go back to her place. And I was like, I was really drunk, and she kind of filled me in the next day.
Now, do you
it
think
came
you
back.
Drank? Do you drank on purpose to mask what you was really feeling emotionally?
I don't know.
I think
I was really partying that night. Like I was in
but
LA.
But you knew
hard.
What the possibilities were that night. You saw Shorty. You knew she
I
was into
you. I
could have
fucked any bitch in that spot. Not gonna lie. Like bitches love me. I'm she sorry. Like I go to the strip
shit.
Club.
I
go to the strip club.
Shit.
Yo, I go to the strip club. Bitches are on my dick. Like they want me, and
I don't. I'm, I believe like, that. I'm not lesbian. Like, I'm not a lesbian. Like, I. There, it's just. I'm attracted to personalities. Maybe that's it. I don't. I can't even say I'm bi because I'm attracted to a person. Like, if I'm vibing. Yeah. If that's I'm vibing with you.
It's real talk.
So they call it sapiosexual.
Is that what it is?
That's the name of it?
When you get attracted to a person's mind.
Sapiosexual.
That might be the title. Good luck spelling it.
Sapio. Is it sapio? Like homo sapiens? Yeah.
Sapio sexual.
Sapio sexual.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's the end of the show. Let's do our plug.
Okay.
Oh, go. Plug.
Oh, okay. Thank you for everybody coming. I'm actually here, Stand Up New York, October 6th at 6 p.m. for finals.
That's amazing.
Of competition.
Oh!
Yeah.
Talk to him. Vote for me.
When is that?
October 6th.
October 6th. All right. That's on Saturday.
When does Saturday, it air? 6 p.m.
This airs in the morning.
Then I also have a show on the 4th, Best of F. At West Side Comedy Club. It's also a comp. I don't know what
it is. I like the sound of it.
Is it too late to enter?
Oh, you could go to my website, alganamer.com.
There you go.
Enter? I don't know. Yeah.
Jax?
Okay, so I'll tell you what I got going on. I am at the National Black Theater on the 30th. Yes.
It's a good theater.
Yes, I am. Okay. I won a competition, Michael. Okay, yeah. I won the one of the rounds of the competitions of the Harlem Comedy Festival.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm nice. Advancing to the next round, and that's there.
I'm proud of you, know that.
Thank you, Sherrod. You're welcome. Am a very funny lady.
I know you are. I've seen it.
You want to know what's crazy? I was mad late again because of fucking. I was leaving work and there was traffic, and I got there and they called my name while I was still upstairs. And I heard it through the glass door, and I opened. I was like, "I'm coming!" And I ran down the stairs in heels, and I was like, "Click, clack, click." I get on the stage. I was like, "I was so out of breath."
You
like,
know, you had me when you yelled, "I'm coming!" Right?
I'm coming.
I didn't even hear the rest. I didn't even hear the rest of the conversation.
And I'm gonna plug my show.
Go, please, I'm gonna plug my show. Plug.
So
this
I have a show.
Time.
Side Dish Comedy. It's at Esther and Carol. You're gonna come by and do a guest spot.
Yes, bring me on.
Nice, October 19th. October
what about 15th? The rest of us?
You got to hold on. You can't all do guest spots. You fucking kidding me?
Well,
this is not
funny.
A marathon show, but
I'm
November,
famous,
December,
I can stop by anytime
but
I want.
October, come by, Sherrod. Yeah, we have So it's 8 o'clock. Doors at 7. It's fucking lit. I'm gonna post everything on my Eventbrite. My social media is Funny Girl Jax. Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. Follow me, bitches. Okay, my dad molested me. If you don't, you're also a child molester.
Stop bragging, bitch. So your daddy was into
you. I know, man. You fucking bragging. Hey, yo, it's Michael Anthony Scott. Neither one of my parents, like, molested me. They fucked me up pretty bad.
But you got your
my brothers fucked me up
elsewhere.
Pretty bad, but it was never no penetration, nothing like that.
No, you okay.
But I was fucked up pretty
molester.
Bad. Can you believe me? I was fucked up pretty bad, but I'm gonna say follow me on Instagram. You know, Michael Anthony Scott on Twitter. Movie Mike Scott. I just put up my own short film shot in 4K. Niggas can't afford it. It's called Super Clan Man. You know, on some non-racist shit. October 4th.
Comes to the wrong show for a non-racist show.
I know, man. I know, but it's racist. But I was like trying to like you know
bring people
desensitize.
Desensitize. That's what this whole show's
man.
About.
Right, I was trying to desensitize. October 4th, I'm gonna be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Greenwich.
Greenwich. Who's that laughing
Greenwich.
About?
You got this. You got
it's
this.
It's Greenwich Village.
Who's that laughing
Greenwich,
about?
Michael.
It's Greenwich. He's not from New York though.
I'm
he's
sorry.
Not a New Yorker. Everywhere else in the world is Greenwich. But in New York,
really?
It's Greenwich.
I don't think it's nowhere else in the world is a green.
Hey, I want to say I'm getting beat on.
Like
I'm getting beat on.
No,
I'm getting beat on by women right now.
Else in America.
So it happens.
America.
No, it's Greenwich.
You know what they call houses?
Beat on.
You know what they call houses?
Right now.
One second, Mike.
Houston. Houston is a city.
They call it Houston.
Houston is a city. There's no place like Greenwich.
But it's anyway, you can say fucking words different ways.
No, it's Greenwich.
Go ahead,
it's from England.
Okay, so Greenwich.
Can I continue on?
Go ahead.
Ain't nobody going to do nothing to me or nothing like that.
You got two more seconds.
Take your time.
It's Greenwich. Oh, goddamn. Hey, just add me online somewhere, man. Like, I'm just happy to not be in jail, man.
Oh,
Thank you. White daughter?
You can follow me, Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N, Margolis, everywhere, Twitter and Insta, and check out my podcast, Book Sluts, at Book Sluts Pod on Twitter, at Book Sluts Podcast on Insta. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Patreon, mostly, and
I will be here, Stand Up New York, October 4th, baby.
That's right.
On my daddy's show. Yeah, right before my daddy.
That's right. Make sure y'all check out that show October 4th, next Thursday, 8 p.m. here at Stand Up New York. We got Karen on the show.
Yeah, you do.
We got Greer Barnes. We got Derek Gaines. We got, who was on that show? Ryan Reese. It's a bunch of people on that show. Make sure you get your tickets. Stand Up Comp. It's going to be at Stand Up New York, 8 p.m. Thursday, October 4th. And then get your tickets for Surrounded 4. October 16th at the Comedy Cellar, it's me and all gay comedians, Mayron and Sam J and all of them, Jessica Kirsten.
Yeah,
it's gonna be just me. I'm hosting it, and it's gonna be all gay comedians.
We
usually do all female, all women, but now it's gonna be all gay. It's gonna be a great show. That's October 16th, 10 p.m. at the Comedy Cellar. Go to comedycellar.com, and then don't forget October 30th, Hell Night.
Hell Night, baby.
Hell Night.
Yeah.
Hell Night.
Don't forget.
Oh, it's all about near-death experiences. We got a packed show. It's gonna be October 30th, 10 p.m. Hell Night, the day before Halloween. We got T.J. Miller. We got Artie Lang. We got Judd Apatow. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a banging show.
Dang.
Make sure you check it out. Go to ComedySolo.com. Go to SmallWorldComedy.com. Thanks for checking out the show. All y'all mothers are sluts. Good night, everybody.